Hello, Screeters. Have you ever been...
Continue on I-355 south for 10 miles.
A primary, perhaps the only, the creator, whatever, for a community, but don't feel like you're actually even part of the community. Another idea would be, hey, have you ever, like, started a club, and then the members of the club have kind of shifted what the club is all about and made it so you don't feel like you're a part of it anymore and just disengage yourself? Maybe, maybe not. Have you ever been part of a community and then the community has jaded you enough that you no longer want to be in that community? Maybe it's a gaming community. Maybe I'm not even talking about myself, but a good friend of mine. But it mirrors feelings that I did have personally and situations that occurred for me. I don't know. What I do know, today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
All right, my friends, perhaps I'm vague casting, but maybe not. I think I've been hearing similar things from different and varied parts of the industry or community or whatever you want to call it. I mentioned it yesterday when I was talking about one of my friends asking, you know, if the OSR was pretty much only the O. And other than that, it's dated and jaded and not even what it itself said it was, because people are using... they don't really do 3D6 down the line. They don't really die at zero hit points. They're taking the old school flavor of game and using different mechanics in order to make it more survivable, because players are okay with that, where the other they're not okay with. I mean, I think a GM has an aesthetic that they're trying to achieve in the game that they're playing. And if the rules don't allow them to get that aesthetic because the players balk or rebel about it, then I think you need to change the rules personally, or change, you know, your vision of the aesthetic that you're looking for. I mean, just like, let's talk about the Anchorverse itself, and Che Webster from Roleplay Rescue is talking about not podcasting anymore or as much. Jason Connerly from Nerds RPG Variety Cast, the same. In fact, most of the people who were doing it quite a bit seem to have stopped, be it Matt Jackson, Tim Shorts. I don't even know who else that I would even be talking about. All of them, really. James Shields. I mean, there's a list that goes on and on. What really makes those people stop doing what they're doing? What makes me build a community at the Audio Dungeon Discord and then stop even being a very big part of that community and create my own Discord server? I don't really know. Is it apathy? Is it lethargy? Is it becoming jaded about the games that people are playing? Or do people finally figure out that almost everything that we talk about has already been talked about again and again and again and again? I don't really know, my friends, but I did want to mention it to y'all and wonder if there's something that can be done about it. Can we have a jaded gamers club, the JGC? I don't know. But I do want to ask you all about one other thing that I'm thinking about. Let's get to it. right, guys, I want to talk about a little personal dilemma that maybe some of you guys can relate to, maybe not. First off, I want to say that I'd already recorded this segment once, but was interrupted by not one, but two phone calls, each of them from two different cousins. The first one was talking about where we were going to meet up and maybe have some lunch or something. And the second was my cousin let me know that another one of our cousins passed away last night. So RIP, Jeremy Hobbs. Of a loved one or dealing with that grief is kind of something I want to talk about. As you guys know, Legendary Kalmata has been a game I've been running for literally years. I've run it at cons, I've run it at my house, I've run it lots and lots online at the battle station of the gamerhood. The most well-known character would be Baggio Gar. That player is Aaron Coleman, who passed away last year. A few months ago, we started an adventure that Aaron wanted to do that was sort of a follow-up, only maybe basically, on the game we played at North Texas last year, where Baggio Gar kind of maybe sort of started his journey to ascension. I shouldn't say started, because obviously he's been doing that journey since his career began oh so long ago. But that character and maybe that player have as much time invested as anybody. And I guess the short of it is I don't know how to run games or if I want to run games without excuse me, the pain and grief of remembering Aaron and trying to figure out what to do with the abruptive ending of the session that they were on. Like, how do I deal with that? And then how do I move forward with what sorts of stories? It would be easy just to say that the characters who didn't die are back. Baggio Gar is not. And you guys make up your own ideas and stories of what occurred. And it's okay either way. I mean, it's the GM that pushes a campaign forward. But like what I was talking about earlier, what if the GM isn't sure they want to push the campaign forward? That's a whole different thing and a whole different story. I have GaryCon coming up and some real good luminaries of Kalmata and friends are going to be there, and it would be really cool to play a game of Kalmata at GaryCon, or multiple games if that's what we want to do. I'm just not sure how to do it. Anybody who knows, send me a message, send me a voice message, a text, an email, smoke signals, whatever. Help. Help. Help.
Mr. Hobbs, Roy here. When you do a podcast and immediately forget what you podcasted about, that's called Vancian podcasting.
The last thing I want to talk about is also vaguely related to the process of gaming, and that is the Through the Valley of the Manicore game I had mentioned. One of the options, this game has been dragging, and I think some of the players are ready for it maybe to be over or done, and I'm not sure I am, and I'm not sure the players all agree on what our next step should be with the characters, different characters, what. But one of the options was we found a spell jamming ship and we can take this ship into spell jamming, but it's buried in the Temple of Forgothu in the actual Through the Valley of the Manicore setting. What would the repercussions be of that ship taken off? Is it really plausible that we've never heard of it? It's not a spaceship. It's a
slight right.
It's an actual ship from Spelljammer, and I don't know shit about Spelljammer. I really don't. I kind of know, and I'm fascinated. I've talked about this in the past about I think it would be super cool to have conflict in a three-dimensional setting like a Spelljammer ship. But I kind of want it to be crunchy. I'd also want it to include all the player characters having jobs to do, to give them something to do in a turn-by-turn situation. Plus, I want to have dynamic and interesting engagement with the ships themselves. Like if you threw over a ballast or something, what would happen with the ship? Like, how does the gravity actually work when they're flying? Do they have their own gravity? So if they're upside down, are you still at, you know, held to the ship, or do you go flying off? I don't know. These are all questions I would like to answer. In fact, I'm like tempted to write these rules for regular ships and then maybe adding up into these different types of ships for Tales of Argosa or something. I don't know. I was just really inspired by that. But that's besides the point. If there was a ship that could fly into something like the Phlogiston, and maybe it wasn't exactly the Spelljammer method for it, it was like a broken planet that had different pieces that you're floating around, whatever, how would that affect the setting itself? Like, wouldn't you have seen or heard of ships floating around at some point in history? Something, and we haven't in the campaign, which I totally understand because, you know, we build our campaigns as they go, and maybe the GM, good old Elliot Moschel, or otherwise known as Elmo at the Gamerhood, would, he just decided that he wanted to be as an option because he thought it was cool.
Take exit 112 toward Morris.
So how do you feel about that? Is it okay to add something like that that's never affected things so far in the campaign? Like if I added that to the Emergent Empires, would that be okay? Because there's never been any indication of such a thing. And now you just sprinkle it in throughout. I don't know. What I do know is it's time to wrap this up. It's just a day after the last episode. But I'm short on time. So send me some DMs on Discord or an email at hnfhobbs@gmail.com. Let me know what you think or send me a message. I may or may not play it. That's a whole different story, and maybe I'll talk about that next time. It's better to burn out than to fade away, and you got a job to do, my brothers. We're already running out of brothers. Every day, it seems like another man passes away, or woman, or friend, or brethren, however you want to say it. Regardless, let's hear some TJ Drennan.
It's an orgy of gaming, everybody knows your name. The organizer and Satan are one and the same.
Vortex RPG.com.
And we'll all be bumping uglies playing in shows games.
Vortex RPG.com.
North Texas RPG Con. First weekend in June at the Westin Inn in scenic urban Texas. Pack those dice bags and a spare liver.
Vortex RPG.com.